Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome this beautiful morning to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. And I have missed talking with you all for about a week because I've had laryngitis and stuff and still a little hoarse. But praise be to God. I thank God for the healing on today of healing my body on today. We have an unusual and an interesting topic for today. And our topic today is telling how God brought you through something, whether it was healing, abuse, fear, divorce, family, business, whatever, which was a test you went through. And you came out of it with pure gold, a testimony that you can share with somebody else. So today, if you're listening in, our show today is on giving God the glory today on testimonies, things that he brought you through. You know, if it had not been for God on your side, where would you be? So before we start, I'm going to have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Lord, you've been mighty good to us, the Heavenly Father. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And Lord, for that, we say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. You woke us up this morning, enclosed in our right mind, dear Heavenly Father, with portion of health and strength. And Lord, we thank you for it this morning. Lord, we thank you for everyone that will come on the broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that they say that they can share with a listening audience that may bring them through a dilemma that they may be in right now. If they just come out of a trial or on their way into it, the Heavenly Father, we as men and women of God can be a testimony in somebody's life today. Lord, we want to give you praise for it. We want to give you thanks. In Jesus' precious and divine holy will, amen and thank God. Well, I have a caller that's on the air this morning, and I'm going to see who's on air.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing, Bishop? So glad you could take off from your busy schedule to drive by Joy and Peace this morning. How have you been?
I've been wonderful. I've been doing better and better and better.
Well, praise God. What today our show Bishop is talking about on Real Talk today. You know, we go to the Word of God. We go by scriptures, but we really don't never share while we on the line a testimony, because we don't know all the callers that's listening in or some that just may call in. And it may be something that they have went through that can be a testimony to somebody else. Because if it wasn't no test, it wouldn't be a testimony. So we have to go through some trials and tests in this life to be able to come out with a testimony, to be able to help somebody else along this life journey. So today, Bishop, I know you have a lot to share, and I have a lot to share. So I'll probably just start it off this morning. I'll start mine with healing. How about, almost 15 to 20 years now, where God healed me with an aneurysm. I started losing the activity of my right side, and I always noticed it really when I would be at church because I sung in the choir. And when I would get up and stand a little too long, my weight would shift to the left side. And I couldn't figure out what was happening to me. So coming up to Mother's Day that year, I took with a severe headache that I could not get rid of. So my mother was there visiting with me for Mother's Day. So that Monday morning, I couldn't take the pain any longer. So I went to the doctor, went really to the emergency room. And they started running tests on me. And when they run tests, they found out with the CAT scan, it was something in my head, on the brain. And they couldn't distinguish it, exactly what it was. And so I wanted to have more than one opinion. So I traveled a distance to Houston, Texas to get the second opinion. And traveling, they found the same thing. They said, you know, from what we can see, it seemed like it can be life-threatening, but it's up to you. So I went home and I prayed on it. And I said, God, I don't want a surgery, but I have a special need child that need to be taken care of. And you give me divine direction on what to do. So the Lord showed me, so I went on in. It was in November, I think it was 1996 or 97, somewhere in there. And when they went in, it was on December the 15th. And they told me once they went in, I told them whatever they found, didn't know if it was cancer, didn't know what it was. And they found what it was. And when I came back out and came to my senses, they told me what they had found and told me if I would have waited a little while longer, that I might not have been here because it had was on its way into an aneurysm. And I said, God, I just thank you. My last signs was the headache, but everything else that was happening with me was my right side would give out. And I wouldn't know why I was, you know, getting weak and everything. So I said, God, I just thank you because he was the physician. I had already prayed on the table with the anesthesia before I went out. I was saying the Lord's Prayer. And when I come through to know myself and know I was still in the land of the living, I couldn't do nothing but give praise to God. Head was bandaged and everything. But I say, God, you spared my life. You gave me a testimony that I can share with the world, not just one person, but with the world. And as I was going through, trying to just ask the Lord and reading through scriptures, what should my show be about? Because I wanted to change the format of it a little bit. And so I say this time, I would talk about testimony because we, when God brings us through things, people want to keep everything inside. They want to share the goodness of God. If they get a new house or get a new car, they'll talk about that. But when God have really done something in their life that they know without a shadow of a doubt, it was nobody but Jesus could have brought them out. It wasn't friends. It wasn't a family member. It was God. See, the light bill and the gas bill show its due. Somebody may pass and say, oh, you have $50 to pay on your gas and light. And that's a blessing. But when you know where all odds are against you, it is nobody but Jesus that have stepped in and performed a miracle. He's still doing miracles today. And Bishop, I'm going to stop talking for a while and let you say some things.
We know that a testimony first relates to personal experience, usually what you are going through or what you have gone through. Secondly, I believe that a testimony recounts God's blessings in your life. You may be going through something and only God has been able to bring you through it. Thirdly, we know that testimony is an everyday duty. When the church was commissioned to go from Jerusalem, the word of God in Matthew 9, chapter 31st verse said they spread abroad his fame in all the countries. I've got a few words of testimony. I don't share my testimony often. But a few years ago, they removed my right leg amputation. I was in the hospital for about 6 months because there was so much infection in my leg, and they had to do four operations before I was sent home, and I still went home with an open wound and had to remain there from October till February till they closed. Well, a year or so later, I had two strokes, not one stroke, but two strokes in February and in November. And a year after that, they removed the other leg. And this leg that was removed, the second leg that was removed, I only stayed in ICU for about 6 hours. I was in the on the main floor after that and was really out of the hospital in a few days. But through it all, through all of this experience, there's some folks who said I should be complaining to God. Some folks said I should be mad at God. There's some folks saying, how you going to make it? But through it all, inside of me.
Ah, yes.
But admit that the Holy Ghost
yes.
has been upset inside of me.
Mm.
And he's given me joy.
Ah.
He's given me peace in the midst of everything I've gone through.
Yes.
And I want you to know that sickness is
yes.
not unto death. Our sickness is not unto death.
Yes.
And many times we go through in order for God to minister to us and for God to meet our needs and for God to give us a testimony.
Yes, yes.
I like this song. I got a testimony.
Yes,
I got
yes.
a testimony because God is strengthening me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I can remember when I first had the first stroke, I couldn't talk. But God has given it back to me.
The ability
to communicate to many.
Yeah.
I remember I was scared to move around, but he's given me courage. I remember I couldn't navigate through the streets, and the word of God came to me. The Holy Ghost said to me that when you get to a place you can't move, start saying, I can do
all things. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
What strengthened me.
Yeah,
I want you to know that gave me the courage, that gave me the strength, and I want you to know today that God can do it.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
God can
do it.
God can do it.
Yes.
I don't mean to get emotional.
That's all right. That's all right, because I'm happy on this side, Bishop. I'm happy.
God can do it.
Yes, he can. I see we got another caller. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just great. That was a great testimony I just heard from the gentleman.
Yes.
I didn't catch his name, but
But
it sure was a good testimony. And, you know, he
talked about
how some people told him, you know, that he should be, you know, demanding toward God and whatnot, or different things that he said there. And you know, we can be, you know, we each one of us as Christians, you know, we're walking in the Spirit of the Lord
yes.
Jesus. You know, his Spirit is of love. It is of mercy, of goodness, of you know, all the things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus walked this earth, and he lived a life of love. I mean, you know, you think about instances in the Bible where he did not condemn folks. I mean, he looked past their sin.
That's
I mean,
right.
You think about, you know, where he was sitting at meat with the Pharisee Simon, and you know, he was sitting there at meat with him, and you know, the woman come in there, that you know, her tears, washed his feet with her tears and anointed him with the ointment. Okay, well Simon, Simon, you know, within himself, he judged the woman. He said, you know, does he not know who this is that touches him?
Hmm.
All right, but he also, you know, if you look at it, he also judged Jesus also at the same time. He judged Jesus. He judged both of them. Okay, but what did Jesus do? Jesus looked past her sins. He seen the love within her.
All right.
He seen the love. He seen the, you know, and he said that in the last verse there, he said, you know, your faith has saved you. You know, your sins are forgiven. And, you know, that's just a point that we need to realize as Christians. When we're Christians, we're walking in love. We're walking in the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
you
right.
know, and we're walking, you know, we can be a demonstration of that Spirit and the power thereof. If we'll just let the Lord lead us, trusting in him. There's always going to be, you know, carnality and things in this world. It talks about that in Romans chapter 8, you know, about how the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we need to love one another, because that's the way Jesus lived his life. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of our Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And the way he lived his life.
Yeah.
And my, you know, that was such a great testimony. It touched my heart, you know.
Yes,
The man gave just a moment ago.
And what he's saying is true.
Yes.
We're not on here because I met him. I know him. I've went over to hospital to see him. I go over to his home to see if there's anything I can do to assist him. And he beats me doing things. So that's why, you know, this time I wanted this show to be where people can come on and let other people know what they're going through, that they can make it with Jesus.
That's right.
That God will. He will bring
right.
them through.
Amen. And, you know, when we stay in the, when we just accept the fact, just like, we, you know, everybody needs to read Romans chapter 8.
That's
because,
right.
Because it tells a lot, you know, about carnality and the Spirit. And, you know, it talks about, you know, if we do and we be what the Lord wants us to be, walking in his Spirit, which, in, you know, when I read the Word of God, when I read about Jesus, I try to put myself there in those times and what he went through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and how he lived his life. And that's the, we're supposed to be Christ-minded. We're supposed to walk even as he walked, with the love that he had, and not in condemnation of no man, or that we just have not the power to condemn. But that, you know, that's a lot of what goes on in this world is people, you know, believe, and then they use the, just like if you think of 2 Timothy 2:15, it says to study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, what did it say there? It said study to shew thyself approved unto God. It didn't say study to shew thyself approved unto man. And we gotta realize. But you got some people that, you know, they study the Word of God, then they take the Word and try to condemn people with it. The Word of God is not to condemn, folks. Mm-hmm. It is to, well, you know, we're trans, you know, when we're lost in the world, I'll give you a little testimony.
Okay, praise the Lord.
When we're lost in the world, like I was once upon a time, you know, lost in the darkness of this world, couldn't see for the darkness. When you're in darkness, you're blinded. You can't see. You don't even realize what's happening.
That's right.
I mean, you believe that everything's okay. You believe that, you know, that you're living life the way it's supposed to be lived. And, you know, you're just deceiving yourself because you don't realize. But then when you fall down on your knees, can I get an amen? When you fall down on your knees,
right.
And you pour your heart out to the Lord, and you do it in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, and then from that time, you know, a few weeks later, after I've done that, you know, I guess it's probably about a month later. You know, I got in the Word and was reading the Word and whatnot, and I read in there, you know, where it said Jesus said to love ye all men. He said to love thy neighbor as thyself, and he said a new commandment that I give unto thee, love one another. All right, well, with my carnal mind, I couldn't comprehend how that was possible to love all.
Mm-hmm.
I really could not, but I can tell you today that God has put the love in my heart for all men, for
Amen.
All people. And you know, it's the kind of love that doesn't want to see people deceived, you know, by the things that go on in this world, things that are carnal, things, because carnal. Now remember, the carnal mind is enmity against God, or you could say it's an enemy against God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you also can read in 1 Corinthians 2, where you know the Apostle Paul talks about you know, man's wisdom, and he came not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Okay, and that's what we as Christians, you know, we can walk in that Spirit. We can be a walking demonstration of the Holy Spirit and the power of it if we just receive it and accept it and realize that it is not of anything that man has created it to be, that is carnal, that is negative, that is you know, anything that is negative and judgmental or condemning to others. Jesus didn't come to this world to condemn it. He comes so that we could be saved. Praise God.
That's
and,
right.
And you see what I'm saying? I mean, we're not, we can't, we got to know that the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, he died so we could receive this Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he hung on the cross and he suffered. And even unto the end, when they drove the nails through his hands and feet and hung him on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't condemn no man. He did not condemn. And you know, and that's just, you know, this is something the Lord's put on my heart in a very powerful and strong. I have a ministry also.
Well, praise God.
Yeah,
praise the Lord.
It's called Trust in the Lord Ministries.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we're basically what the Lord's put on our hearts is to basically just, you know, unify the body of Christ, because there's just one body, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4:3, you know. But you know, we unify in love, you know. When we're walking in love, and we're walking in goodness and you know, doing things without, you know, just like when Jesus looked on somebody, he didn't just see their sin. He didn't just see that. He seen the good in them. He seen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he seen the positive, the good in people. I mean, you know, and that's what, you know, when we look on someone, you know, let's look for the good in them. You know, let's not look at what we can find to break them down and kick them in the teeth, right?
Amen.
I mean,
let's look
for the good in people, and let's realize that if you are saved, born again, washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that you are a member of the body of Christ Jesus. And I'm going to go ahead and say that that's an elite group, because we're to walk as a demonstration of our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We're to walk and let others see, you know, what what our Lord Jesus was. And when they see that in us, okay, then that will make people want, you know, want the Lord and want to strive to figure out, well, you know, because I know when you're lost in this world, I'm going to shut up here in a minute.
Go ahead. But this show is to tell others about Jesus,
right,
and what he's doing in your life.
Right, and when you're lost in this world, it's just so easy to, it's hard, you know, and you don't know, say you don't know nothing about the Lord. Say you're lost and you don't know anything. You ain't, you know, sure, you've heard the name Jesus in passing. Some people come knocked on your door and, you know, from a church or something, you know, and, well, but you really don't know nothing about the Lord. Okay, well, say one day, you know, you decide that you're at the, you know, that you need something better in your life, and you know that there's something better. There's something more peaceful than this world and all its, you know, carnality and deception and evils. And you decide, you fall down and, you know, you've heard somebody say, you know, to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the grave in order to be saved, you know, because it says from the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do that, all right, and then you get up from that prayer, and, you know, and you might go on a few days and you think, well, you know what, I guess I need to go to church. So what happens? You look out in this world, what do you see? You see 1,000 different denominations of churches. You see a bunch of confusion. You see it, right? Or is this not right? I mean, you see
You
see a bunch of confusion. You see a bunch of, you know, in your mind, you know, you're new at this. You know, you the Lord, you know, and that's why I want to say to all those people who are going through that, what I just said, because you don't have to be in a church house to pour your heart out to the Lord. We all know that. I mean, our church house, yes, we go and gather and worship, and that's what we're supposed to do. But you know, that church house, we got to put our faith in God, and we got to keep our faith in the Lord, and you know, let Him, you know, lead us. And if, when we give our hearts to Him fully, and He will lead us. He'll give us every word to say, and I mean, you know, and it's a life lived for the Lord. Praise God. But all those people who are at that point, and there must be some, or I wouldn't be on here talking to you about it right now. I believe the Lord doesn't do anything in vain.
That's right.
But you know, all those people are at that point where they're looking out at the world, and they don't know where to go, because you know, there's so many different denominations and separation. You know, I tell you, what you do is you just, the Bible says there in Romans chapter 12. It says, you know, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And in order, and you know, there's a lot of conformity in this world. But, you know, we don't have to be conformed to any one denomination or anyone. You know, we need to be transformed by the Word of God. And you know, and when we go to the church house, go to worship. That's what we're
mm-hmm.
supposed to do. Worship God in spirit and in truth. And you know, I'm saying this because, you know, I talked to a girl here a while back, and you know, she said, I asked her, said, are you saved? And she said, here's her answer to that question. I said, are you saved? And she said, no, I haven't been to church since I was a kid. Okay, see, she believed that she had to be in the church house
mm-hmm.
in order to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's sad. It really is sad. I mean, you know, I don't believe that God wants us to wait till whatever day we go to church to pour out our heart to Him. You know, I mean, look, you know, you can do it at home. You can do it in a field. You can, you know, wherever
mm-hmm.
you are at that, wherever you are at that moment, that, you know, you're ready to give your heart over to the Lord, go ahead and do it. Don't
mm-hmm.
wait, because the Bible says, the Bible says not to look on tomorrow and say that you're going to do this or that. But if it be God's will, you'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
If it be God's will, because tomorrow is not a given. You know,
that's right. That is so true.
It's just not a given. I mean, we can't look on this next hour and say we're going to do something really. But you know, and go instant in prayer to the Lord. When something happens in this world, whatever it might be that's causing strife to someone's life or causing pain and you know, and causing them to feel bad, go instant in prayer to the Lord, because He is the one that's going to help you. What did Jesus do right before Judas Iscariot and them over there on the Mount of Olives, when He was with James, Peter, and John? Whenever he was fixing to be taken off to be crucified, the Bible said he felt exceeding sorrowful unto death. So he went up there and prayed that prayer, you know, Father,
mm-hmm.
let this hour pass by me. let this cup, you know. And he prayed that prayer to the Lord. But here's what he said at the end of that prayer. He said, but not what I will, but what thou wilt.
That's right.
And that's it. The will of God is the way we need to live. We need to seek his continual perfect will in our lives. And another thing there is Jesus, you know, he had three of his disciples with him. I mean, he could have turned to one of them, you know, and said, you know what, I'm sitting here, I'm feeling exceeding sorrowful unto death. I need you to, you know, some words of inspiration. I know what I'm fixing to have to go. But what did he do? He turned to Father God in heaven. He didn't turn to those, to the men, you know, he turned to God. And then, you know, that's what we all need to do. We need to turn our hearts to him, trust
that's
in
right.
him, and he will never leave us nor forsake us.
But
we need to do it not according to the wisdom and of man, which has changed the which has basically, you know, man's wisdom takes the, you know, even the world changes all the time, every day. I mean, you know, the world waxes worse and worse. We know that the signs of the times of the Bible are coming to pass every day.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, you know, the every day, people, you know, the world keeps changing. And okay, we can't stop the world from changing, but we have to know this. And I'm gonna finish with this. We have to. I believe I am anyway. We have to know this. We have to know that even though the world changes around us, even though the world continues to change, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
And neither God will ever change, nor his word will ever change. His word will never change, and it will stand forever. It will never perish. It will never pass away. So we got to know that just because the world changes around us, that we can't take the word of God and bend it around the world to make it suitable, okay, to the world, to man, and carnal wisdom. We have to know that we got to walk in that spirit. We got to be transformed by that word of God, which is never changing and never ending. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when we do that, you know, and give our hearts to him, and Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. Don't be afraid to pray without ceasing, and go up to somebody and proclaim your Christianity, proclaim Jesus Christ. Because, you know what, I talk to people that say, you know, I read the Bible, but they don't understand what it says. They don't understand it. And, you know, and the Bible says that if we lack wisdom and knowledge, to ask God, and he'll give it.
That's what he says. That's
Amen.
Sure what he says.
He'll give it to us. He'll give it
yes,
to
he
us.
Yes, he will.
And so if you're lacking, you know, go ahead. Even if you don't feel like you're taking in the word, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to all the people that's listening right now. Because you know this. But you know, even if you don't feel like you're taking it in, just keep reading. Because that is faith. We're
yes.
saved by grace through faith. And when you keep reading the word, you might not realize that you're taking that word in. But when you go when you go up to someone and you proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you tell them that, you know, that, and you tell them about the Lord, because they might not know about the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then the Lord will give you what to say. He it'll come to you. You won't even realize that you took it in. And it'll come to you like that, because that's the way the Lord is. He's all power, and he
yes,
can
yes.
And we can do nothing. We can't do anything in and of ourselves, but like the gentleman said a while ago, we can do all things through Christ
through
Jesus,
Christ.
Who strengthens us. Praise the
that's
Lord.
That's right. Praise
all
the
right.
Lord. I really appreciate you coming on today, sharing us today on the word. Hope someone, I hope quite a few was listening in, because you was telling them from Scripture.
Right. Amen.
Uh-huh.
That's
Bishop
right.
Barnett, I know you
yes,
have
ma'am.
Some more. I know you have some more to talk about.
Again, I say all sickness is not unto death.
Yes.
Amen.
Many times we are sick because of things we've done.
Yes.
We're reaping. Many times we're sick from the abuse in our bodies, and many times we're sick from the chastisement.
Yes.
But our testimony should be unceasing.
Mm-hmm.
We should tell our testimony wherever we go. Many testimonies are designed for all people, and some testimonies are designed for only a few people. In the word, I think in Mark the 5th chapter, Christ told a man that had been healed of a demon-possessed man to go home and tell your testimony. Secondly, our testimonies should go on in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a mother and you know that God has blessed you, you should tell them, children, in that house, God has done this for me.
Yes.
Thirdly, we are empowered by the Holy Ghost to give our testimony.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost ministers to the people through our testimony. Just like after the day of Pentecost, the witness of the believers, the witness of the Holy Ghost, convicted and brought me in to Christ.
That's right.
Our testimony should be especially in the Assemblies of God and especially Reading Catholic. I want to share this with you. After I had my first stroke, I laid in the hospital bed and all I could do, I couldn't talk. I couldn't even speak in tongues. All I could do was speak within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid there and preached. I preached in my inner man the weapons of our warfare. And I began to enumerate the weapons of our warfare, and I preached them, and I was there preaching, cry, because that was an encouragement to me. Immediately after I got out of the hospital, a friend of mine carried me to church with him, and they asked me to speak on, I believe, something that had to do with the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that there was so much scripture down in me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I began to speak, the scripture came up. They may not have been able to understand it as much, but the scripture was there. And I want to share, I've been able to study the Word of God from a pre-teenager. In my teenage and young adult years, I memorized scripture. I received the Holy Ghost at 20. And since then, I've steadily grown in the Word. My testimony today is that if the Word is inside of you,
all right,
when you need it, God will bring it alive in you.
Yes, it will. Yes, He will.
If the Word is in you, He'll bring it alive to encourage you. If the Word is in you, He'll bring it alive to encourage others. I recommend that you get in the Word. There's a scripture that I'm going to be through that says, weeping, we endure, for now you may be going through something. But joy,
yes.
Tell us this morning, what we need to do until joy comes. One, walk in the Word.
Yes.
Two, pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
Three, forsake sin.
Yes.
Four, watch what we say. For that death and life and the power of the tongue.
Yes.
Five, every day rejoice. Switch to the channel of rejoicing from depression. Next thing, remember God is a supplier.
Yes.
Philippians 4:19. But God will supply every need.
Amen.
That's
remember,
right.
God is a strengthener. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
And remember that God is a satisfier. I know how to be abound, how to be abased. Everything, I know that God is a satisfier. Somebody else may want to talk. I don't want to hold all of the time.
That's all right. Well, we have another caller. Caller, you are now on the air. Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, no, we got another caller came out. They must have hung up.
Oh, all right.
Okay, no, you fine. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we hear you now. Yeah, we hear you.
God bless.
God bless you. How are you, woman of God?
Doing good, doing good.
Good. Well, our show today is telling how God has brought you through something, a test, trial, testimony, how good God is and faithful to you. You want to share with the listening audience today that we are talking real talk today from the Word of God on testimonies today.
Word of God, I just thank God for another day. I thank God even this year, up in December, before I come into this year, up in 2010, I prayed and asked God, I said, Lord, how can I get this word off my body? And he told me to do like a 21-day Daniel fast for like truth and justice and everything. And also, I joined me a gym. I woke up about 3 days and the weight is coming off just to make God just bless me to take care of my body. Because, you know, even if you're not going to ministry, I've got to make sure our temple is good and for order so God can use us. So that's what he got me at, just a person, him just looking out every other day, eating healthy. And it has really been a blessing for me. And I just thank God for it.
That is a blessing. And see, that's what Mo... is somebody that listening in today that's been struggling with a weight problem, and they didn't know which way they'd have tried this diet, that diet, but you went to God in prayer and asked God to show you because you wanted your health to be better. You didn't want to have diabetes. You didn't want to have heart problem or gout, all this other stuff. You wanted to eat the right food. You wanted to get your body in shape. Being a woman of God, when you go out, you want to be a testimony where they can see you a living testimony on what God had done for you. He can do some for someone else. And amen. I thank you so much, woman of God, for sharing that testimony on how you went to God and how he told you to start on your weight loss, even starting with the Daniel fast, how many days to go. Then he allowed you to even go in and sign up with a gym that you're going to every day. And you see the weight is coming down, but you had to have the mindset first that, wait a minute, I'm tired and sick and tired of the way I'm going, the way I'm doing, the way I'm treating myself. And once you looked in the mirror at yourself and said, wait a minute, it starts with me. As a little cliche say, the buck start with me. Well, it starts with me. Lord, I need your help. And that's why we go to God. When we know we need God help. And we have another caller. Then come on. Hold on. Let me tune them in. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Doris Dorsey. How are you this morning?
How are you doing, Reverend Doris Dorsey? So glad to hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm blessed this morning. Just sitting listening to the show and wanted to come in and give my testimony.
Well, praise God. Go right ahead.
Well, I wanted to tell about how God blessed my life. When I was 37 years old, I got real sick. And I had a problem walking, and I went to the doctor. They couldn't find out what was wrong. And then the more and more, I just kept couldn't walk. And he did a lot of blood works, and he came up with something called undifferentiated connective tissue disease. Which means that I have more than one thing, autoimmune disease that was attacking my body. And when my husband and I, we left North Carolina and went to Houston to get away from the cold because I couldn't stand the cold. So when we came back, we went to visit a church that my husband went to get his hair cut at, the pastor. And when I used to go to church all the time, and I used to be in church when I was young and stuff, and I would wonder why people was acting the way they was acting, and my heart would get full of, I would just get full of tears and stuff, and it's like I wanted it, but I didn't know how to get it. So after I got sick and stuff and came back to North Carolina, we went to visit a church in South Carolina, and one service that we went to, all of a sudden I felt really different. I could tell that something was going on with me. We had joined the church. We went and joined the church that evening, and I was holding on to my husband. I had been in a wheelchair, and I had a cane and stuff like that because I couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to the church, people would know that I was having a cane, and I was holding on to my husband. Sometimes I'd go out, and I'd have to hold on to the buggy or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I joined the church, and then I remember going there once to one service, and I could feel something going on inside of me, and I didn't know. And it's like I knew that this was happening to me, but I couldn't do nothing. but just there, yeah, and I could hear myself saying things, and it's like praising God, and but my husband said nothing was coming out of my mouth, but I could hear myself just praising God, and I could see everything that was going on, and I realized that it was the Spirit of the Lord, and just like, because I could not walk, but I was praising God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like ever since then, it just seems like the more and more you serve God, it's like the enemy comes and attacks. He always attacks my body all the time. I've had breast cancer, and it's just like I have asthma real bad. It's a constant thing, but God is still blessing me, and don't none of that keep me from doing what God called me to do. It's just like God is just, oh, he's just so awesome. Sometimes we don't realize
mm-hmm.
how awesome God is, and we don't realize how other people go through things and how God has ministered in their lives. And people don't understand sometimes when you praise God or when you give God all you have, because look what he has done for me. I'm 54 years old now. I'm walking. I can praise, shout, praise God.
Amen.
See, people don't understand that. And then
mm-hmm.
to have breast cancer and have to go through all that, and wow, it's just, it is so awesome. I mean, it's just
so awesome
how God works in your life. And, you know, and people think it's they just don't understand that God is so good. I am so
Yes. I am so glad you came on with this testimony. Like you say, people don't understand it. That's why I came on with this show today, because people need to realize how good God is, what he's doing in their lives, their family life, and to be able to share. You may not know me, I may not know you, your name sounds familiar, but we know, to collective, we are children of God. We
Amen.
kings and queens, princes of God. And what God did in the word, as I was reading when the young man and Bishop Barnett was talking, and I was just reminded how God healed the blind man, how the different things that he did in the word of God that he left back here for us to read today, that we see he did it then, he's doing it now. He didn't stop when he left. He continued on. The work is steadily going on. And I thought this would be a fitting program to real talk on testimony. And tell, because if somebody listening in today, Reverend Darcy, that had cancer, breast cancer, might have just had surgery, you a woman of God that came on telling them how God brought you through it.
That's right.
Where you was in a wheelchair, couldn't walk, how God brought you through that. Bishop Barnett, how God brought him through 2 strokes, heart attack, both of his legs amputated. And how God is still taking care of him.
Amen.
Is he able to use the phone, able to talk one while he couldn't even talk? The young lady from Oklahoma, Minister Tanya, come on, telling how she was dealing with her weight. All the different diets wasn't doing it. So she went to God in prayer. God, what do I do? I don't want my body to be like this here. I want to line up with you so when I go out to preach your gospel to men and women, boys and girls, when I speak a thing, they're going to see, because I'm displaying what you done brought me through.
Amen.
So, you know, I mean, whoever listening in today, y'all have 11 minutes if y'all want to call in and share the goodness of God and what he's doing in your life. Because, I mean, God, if it wasn't for his mercy and his grace and his outstretched arms in my life, I don't know where I would be.
Amen.
Had a child that's the military, was real military, and he was bone healthy and normal in Europe, and all of a sudden took him for his checkup and everything, and somebody handling him. He started getting sick when I took him home. I started noticing different things. Then he stopped eating, and I rushed him to the hospital, and they kept trying to find out what was wrong. He was a case history for the United States Army because they had him going from hospital to hospital trying to find out what was wrong with my child at 2 months old. And when they finally give me a diagnosis and told me he wouldn't make it through the night, you know, I went to God in prayer. They thought something was wrong with me. I said, the God that I serve, he didn't give me him to take him right back around. No, he got work for him to do. And I stood on the word of God. And that's what we have to do. Stand on the word of God.
Yes.
He is now from 2 months old, where they say he wouldn't live through the night. And here he's not going on 38.
Amen.
And the only thing he can't do is read. I have taught him to do everything with God and myself have taught him how, you know, he know colors. He know how to dress himself, how to feed himself. One while he couldn't do that. I had to pack him around on my hip. But, you know, when I just think, just a little bit. I don't have to go 50 years back. Just yesterday, just last night, just this morning, where God brought me. Last week, I couldn't even be on the show because I took with laryngitis. And when I think about how God this week, I'm able to come on with the show and talk. You know, there's a God. Because things are happening to people every day.
That's right.
People wish they had somebody just to tell them about the goodness of God. Some people are left in hospital, nursing home, bedridden, nobody go by to see them. And, you know, when you think about it, you can raise your arms this morning to pick up the telephone. You have ears that you can hear. You have eyes that you can see. A mouth that you can speak for him and tell others about Jesus. Don't you know we have a lot to thank God for?
Yes.
And I just thank God this morning for all the callers that come on this spot to give God praise and tell somebody else. It may be somebody out there going need to be delivered or they've been delivered from something. It's something that some of you all have said that have helped somebody that will hear this program later on today, tonight, or tomorrow.
That's right.
And they're gonna be blessed because it's God. About the goodness of God. If you say, for instance, right now, if you don't have a job, read Psalms 91. Get into the Word of God. Ask God for what you want. If you need a healing in your body, in your family, get down in prayer. Ask God.
Yes.
He's no respecter person.
No, he's not.
And, you know, I mean, he's a loving God. He's a caring God. And when, you know, I know I'm just one that because I do outreach. I'm an outreach ministry, and I outreach to people on the not only in prison, men and women, people that's hurting, abused women and children, people in shelters. And when you hear testimonies every day, when someone went through this or someone went through that, or God, if it had not been for God, they don't know how they came out of a car accident. Car was total. They got them out, not even with a scratch. You know that's God.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, even in your business, you know, it could have been a business was falling. But God came through and turned that business around.
Amen.
And showed you what to do, how you could do this and do that and pick up your business. Where your finance and everything will come on and continue on giving your tithes, offering,
yes,
and thanks to your ministry. You know, I mean, God is just so good.
Yes,
and I thank God for, you know, somebody have been through abuse that's listening in right now. And I can tell you, go to God in prayer because he will bring you out of it. Don't throw in the towel. Go to him. Don't go to everybody in town. Go to God because he will open up every door. He will show you what you need to do, where you need to go to get help. He will direct your every step. Somebody that's living in fear right now. The word says, don't be in fear. You don't have to go through fear. Give it to God.
That's right.
I remember one time on the heights, I was scared for some reason of heights in my first major trip. I used to travel in the United States, but I started traveling abroad. And I would fly, didn't even worry me. But when I got there, I found out when I went to somebody's house on the third floor and looked down, that's when I discovered I was afraid of heights. But I prayed that thing off of me. I prayed that thing off of me. I said, oh,
amen.
No, God, because I have too much to do. You sending me to too many places. So I can't be afraid. If I wasn't afraid in the airplane, and if anything would have happened, I couldn't touch ground like just talking about it. So God moved this fear. So if anybody going through any struggles today in their life, it can be removed. God, just speak that word, read
yes.
that word
Amen.
From
yes.
cover to cover. And, you know, it. You know, you can start in the psalm. Start wherever God tell you. But when you go in the psalm, he will give you a psalm for everything you're going through. And just keep reading that psalm and keep praying. One day you're going to come out of that thing and you're going to even know when you came out.
That's
you're going
right.
to say, you know what? I used to do this and so, but I just thought about it. I haven't said this. I haven't went there. I haven't done this. And before you know it, you're going to say, I know it was nobody but God because I didn't tell nobody.
That's right.
I didn't broadcast. I went to God in prayer.
Yes.
And so today, now we have 5 minutes left. If anybody else want to say something, come on.
I got something to say if you don't care.
I'll tell you,
that's a blessing, and you're telling the absolute truth. Go instant to God in prayer because prayer is so powerful. And
yes.
and we all gotta know that when we go to Him in prayer, that you know He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. And there's something I feel like I need to share with you, if you don't mind. We have something what we're doing, and you know we are all one body in Christ Jesus, all who are saved, born again, one body, and we're doing prayer. We're talking about prayer here. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to say this. We're doing something cool we call the Unified Hours of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what that is. At 12 o'clock noon and at 12 o'clock noon and 9 o'clock in the evening time, Eastern Standard Time,
mm-hmm.
every day when those times come. Matter
mm-hmm.
of fact, we just went by, we're almost to it now. But every day at those times, Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon and 9 o'clock
mm-hmm.
in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are, it don't matter what country you're in. It don't matter what state you're in. Don't matter where you're at in your state or country. You can at those times we're all joining in prayer, and we're doing it in unity. Even though there's many different denominations and separation,
yeah.
we're going as one body in prayer to the Lord.
Amen.
At those
right.
times.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Y'all, and you can also visit our website at www.trustintheLordMinistries.com. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's www.trustinlordministries.com, and you can learn more about the Unified Hours of Prayer. But we're doing this to unify the body of Christ in the bond of peace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, there's enough separation in the world. And
that's
us,
right.
As we as the body of Christ, you know, just like, you know, Paul said, you know, there in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3, he said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing is we are unifying the Spirit at those times in prayer. Praise the Lord. And that's
yes.
all I have to say. God bless you, hon. I want to say
you.
One more thing. I want to say that I appreciate what you're doing here because this is very important, you know, having people call in and give testimonies. And like
yes.
you said, it might be a week from now somebody run across this on Blog Talk.
That's right.
And listen to it and receive a blessing and give their heart
that's
to the
right.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank
that's
you, hon.
Right.
God, but what's your name? What is your ministry?
Minister Sadie Elliott.
Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
God bless you, and I'm going to tune
Thank
in to you.
You.
When do you usually do this?
Every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you, too. Well,
Pastor
we have
Ellis.
2 minutes left. Someone else would like to say something?
I would, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
One thing I was thinking about as we were talking, I was thinking about when I was giving you my testimony, there was a couple of things that I wanted to say. Every day of my life, and It is hard. It is a struggle every day because I do have constant chronic pain all the time. And then sometimes it's hard to get up. Sometimes it's hard to go out. I'm home most of the time, you know. But
uh-huh.
But God is still good to me because even though sometimes I don't feel like getting up, God gets me up and I do what God get on. And I'm the one that's on In His Present Ministry that you come and listen to sometime.
Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I had one of my surgeries, my heart stopped, you know, so I went into cardiac arrest. But just to show that when what I do for the Lord is because of how God has blessed me every day of my life. And as I said, every day is a struggle, but every day is a blessing. Even
yes.
though it's a struggle, it's a blessing. You know,
yes.
you know what I'm saying? And I met a young lady on Blog Talk. Her name is Melody, Melody, making Melody,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch her video. Sometimes maybe you should go on her site and watch her video of what she
mm-hmm.
has that's going on with her. And it is truly amazing how God is so blessing people that are going through things that still praise God. Anybody should go on her site and see what she has on there. I mean, it's just even the pictures and everything. It's just
mm-hmm.
it's so encouraging. It's so encouraging to know that God is just blessing people everywhere. God is doing the same thing He did back in the time. He's doing it now. God is just blessing, blessing,
Yes,
and
he
I just
is.
Thank God that I turned out. I was waiting on you to come on. And then I went to take another site, but I checked so when you come on, so I know I waited the last time, but the last time you did, your show wasn't there. And that must be when you had laryngitis.
Yes, ma'am. It was last week. Oh, I sure missed it, too.
Yes, I did, too.
Well, I sure thank you, Minister Darcy, for coming on.
Yes,
and I really appreciate it because God is so good. Minister Tanya, did you have something else you want to say?
God is faithful to his word and promise. We want to understand his word. He's going to bring us to any situation. What do we need to find in the word of God? He is faithful to his word and faithful to his promises. There are yes and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bishop Barnett, you have something before you leave?
Remember, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthen you. Christ is a strengthener.
Yes. I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on, making the show today. And I'm going to do this again. Probably next month, probably pick another date next month or the month after, because I know it's really needed, because when I was going through a whole lot of things, and, you know, and I figured some of the things I was going through, like I was by myself, and I said, and God would let me know, you know, it's others that's going through. You are not by yourself. You are not alone. But I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on today. And y'all have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.